Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey, hey, it's What's your girl, poppin'? Lady Free.
I am back in the building, y'all. It is great to
I'm
be back.
I'm so glad you're back. I missed you last week.
Yes.
Y'all, listen, for all of you, if this is your first time joining us, thank you so much for joining us here on Real Talk TV, Shift Real Talk TV, where we are airing tonight, Shift Real Talk Tuesdays. Okay, so we air every Tuesday night from 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and we talk about relationships. As a matter of fact, let me back up. We talk about life, love, and relationships, and then we talk about the truth behind it all. So
Come on here, Lady Free. She really missed me.
I did. I missed you so much last week. I'm glad you're back. So listen, we want you to make sure you share. Make sure you like and subscribe. Hit the little notification bell because you don't want to miss a live. You don't want to miss when we go on live because we have a lot of great content for you. Mm-hmm. And as usual, tonight we are having another hot topic. And the hot topic is, to all dads, we need you. I think that title explains itself. So I think we're just going to jump right on into it.
Yes. Lord, we honor you. We bless your name. We thank you, God, for allowing us to come before your presence, God, to just give what you've given us, God. And we thank you for this platform. So, God, use us today, God. Let us be according to your will, God. Give us what to say tonight, God. As this is so touchy and dear to our hearts, God, we're just asking you to give us what to say, God. Bless us right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
My dad reminded me, he talks to me and call me, son, you forgot to pray.
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah. You forgot to pray. You don't usually pray. So dad, we got you. You know what I'm saying?
If
you're
watching.
But listen, y'all, I'm glad to be back in the building. Last week I buried my uncle. So I was in New York last week. And we thank God for the ladies who carried on last week.
Yes.
It was an amazing show. Man, they held down the fort, man. But today we're here with something that's kind of dear to me because, you know, like I said, everything that we talk about, we experience it. So we don't never talk about something that we heard or somebody's business and we bring it on,
right,
on the show. This is something that these are things that we actually go through.
Exactly.
And God helps us through it. So we're able to give the information that God actually allowed us to learn. Yes. as he took us through it.
We are first partakers. Yeah,
we are definitely first partakers in this. So I want to start off with a question to the ladies.
Okay.
Because this is a plea for dads. But I work in a barbershop, so I hear a lot of conversations with guys. You know, they come in and a lot of times they're on the phone while I'm cutting their hair, and they're on the phone with their baby mamas or baby, you know, baby situations, you know, and they're arguing in the barbershop. And it's like, man, you know, woof. I remember when I was that dude that would argue, but it was like, now I actually see how it looks, you know what I'm saying? But we never know what people go through. We never know. But my question to you women is, when you are in a relationship, is your plan, especially that, this say, for instance, you know, the baby, you know, you have a baby out of the relationship that you have embarked in. Mm-hmm. Is it your plan to make the parenting hard?
I don't think nobody actually goes into a relationship, finds out that they're pregnant, and say, I'm gonna make this relationship hard. But one thing I know.
So why does it become hard?
Well,
that's the question I want. Why does it become hard?
Okay.
Because again, here's the relationship. Now, we're doing everything pleasing to the relationship where now sex has now become a part of the pleasing. Mm-hmm. So now, but, and there wasn't nothing hard about that part of the relationship. Mm-hmm. So now when a baby comes from this, this is the result of sex. A baby comes from that result.
Right.
Now, why does the relationship become hard?
Okay, well, if you listen, I'm going to tell you.
Come on, tell me. Tell me. I want all y'all women to answer this. Come on.
Okay, when a woman becomes pregnant with a child, mm-hmm. a lot of things take place within that moment of her telling him, I'm pregnant. First of all, when she first get the results, a lot of times if it's a pregnancy test at home or whether it's in the hospital, something happens. It's like, oh my God. Like, even if there's something you want, it's still like a whole nother stream of emotions that you feel in that moment. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were to go and talk to the father about the fact that I'm pregnant, that's scary. If you're not married and in a relationship where the child is something that you already desire. That's a
because that was
moment.
My because not to cut you off because I really want you to continue
but
to answer
you did.
That. I'm sorry, but no, but this playing. This goes with that because when because I did it. I had a baby. I had a couple of babies
right.
outside of marriage, and what happened was the woman was excited, but I felt real guilty. It was like, oh my gosh,
guilty.
No. I had a baby out of marriage. When I had my son, I was married, mm-hmm. but before the marriage, I had two other kids prior. And I wasn't married at all. So when she came back and told me that she was pregnant, I felt guilty. Like, oh my God,
okay,
what did I just do?
You felt guilty?
I felt guilty.
Tell me about that. Because I've never heard that. You felt guilty.
Because I knew it was wrong. It was wrong.
It was wrong what? To be having sex before
yeah,
marriage
because this was like the result of, because now my wrong was now going to be. It was going to be
televised.
It was going to be televised. There you go. You said it. My wrong was about to be on
so
display.
So you felt guilty
I,
once
so I
you
was
got
like,
caught.
God, I didn't feel guilty, you know, because again, the sex part was really honestly me feeling voids and feeling needs.
Right.
So I was really doing stuff to fulfill what I felt was going to make me feel better, what I was going through. So the result of that, hey, Lakeisha, in
that's
school.
That's not Lakeisha.
In school. But and my the result that happened, it was like, oh my God, now it's on display. I can't hide this.
Right.
You can't hide, you know, because you
so
can.
You felt guilty.
Yeah, I felt guilty.
And I think sometimes just listening to you, we don't really, as the mother, we don't really think about how the man actually feels.
No, we don't.
But we do see the reaction that he gives. And the reaction that he gives a lot of times don't look like guilt. Or the things that he say out of the way he feels don't seem like guilt. Or it seem like I'm mad. What you gonna do?
Yeah, what you gonna do?
And that's the thing.
What you gonna do?
That's what
oh, don't
starts
say that.
Out. See, a lot of times men have to understand, you have to be very careful about your next statement after a woman tells you that she's pregnant. Once you say, okay, so what you gonna do about it? Then you have at that point put in our minds that we are going to have to be doing this thing by ourselves for the most part. That you have already set in motion that you are going to be the one to have to deal with all the hard issues and all the hard stuff in this dynamic now.
Well, I don't think it's, I'm glad you say that because we're going to have this conversation.
That happens.
We're going to have this conversation because there are perspectives in this situation where it gets twisted and then now we're going through this unnecessary problem. But it's not the fact that we are giving on the hint that you're going to be by yourself. What we don't really want to face is that we don't know what we're doing.
Okay.
So it's like, what you going to do? Like, oh my God, I'm not ready for this.
And
I'm a kid
don't know
myself.
What we're doing either.
I'm not saying that you don't know what you're doing, but as the man, you know what I'm saying? Being the provider.
Right.
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong. I could be wrong in this, but hey, Donella, how you doing?
We have Pop Jesse on the line and we have Ashley, my girl, and Keisha.
Yes. So my thing is, okay, so what? Now I feel like, hey, Dad. So I feel like now, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. And I have to know what I'm doing because I am the provider. What falls on me, now you don't really know. We're gonna come down to that lane yet. We're not gonna go too fast because
we want to
bring the process
in.
Yeah, we want to bring the process on.
Yeah, we need
but the point is because again, a lot of us have been raised to be to not be responsible, but we've been raised, you know, saying like through our parents' pain. Mm-hmm. So some of us have been raised to just really exist, and not even just exist, but how could I say the word I'm looking for is not to be responsible, but to survive.
Okay.
There was a level of survival that I had to learn.
Right.
So if I'm learning out of survival, then I'm not learning. I don't know what responsibility is. So now you come to me with this level of responsibility that I'm not ready for. So it's like, oh my God, what you gonna do? I leave the responsibility on you, which is unfair.
That's very unfair.
Which is unfair.
And that's what the answer, a piece of the answer to your question is. That's what starts the ball rolling to females now. It's like, we're afraid too. Like that fear that we have of, I mean, sometimes some women are happy, but there's still that nervous fear, that thing that's, oh my God, I'm actually about to be a whole mother. I'm about to be somebody's mother. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when the two people don't come together, then in that moment to kind of say, okay, what are we going to do about it? Just changing one word will help probably change the whole narrative and cause you to start off better. Because no one wants to feel like that they're in that situation alone. Because fear does rise up.
Yeah, and fear rises up.
Fear can be, it could have a whole bunch of different looks. So then that's the, to me, I believe that's a portion. Now, I'm sure there are a whole lot of other answers out there. Like, for instance, we have a comment from Ashley. She says, but when a man says, what are you going to do? It takes yourself out of the situation and leaves us in it to figure it out. Exactly. Although that may not have been what you meant when you deleted yourself out of the statement, it left us with the responsibility to do something we also have never done. And
that's true. But here's the thing though, but you got to really, and what you're saying is exactly true.
And that begins,
but here's the thing, here's the perspective, it's not our body. So we can't make the decision. You know what I'm
saying?
Well,
no,
we can't make the decision say no, because again, I think from a man's point of view, it would, even though that's a selfish statement, I think it would sound more selfish saying, you know what you're going to do? Like giving you the demand, what you're going to do with your body.
But see, the thing is, how about we flip the whole thing instead of making it what you're going to do or you know what you need to do? Say, we in this together.
Again, like I said, no. And we're
in this together.
But
because
being
I don't...
in this, in being that young-minded person coming into a situation that you're really not mentally ready for,
okay,
physically ready for, or mentally prepared for it. And it's not, like I said, it could sound selfish, but you got to really understand the perspective of coming from where the male is thinking. I'm telling you, maybe not all males were thinking this way. I'm telling you from my perspective.
We're talking about from our experience.
Yeah, we did enter the body, but that's what I said. Now coming into the body, here's a situation that is a result of now what I can't hide. You know what I'm saying? So, but the point is, we don't think about that, because you got to really take into consideration that today's, not even just today's generation, but in generations, the very thing that kept relationships going was intimacy. We didn't know anything outside of that. We didn't know that it came with a conversation, because everything we did, the flowers that we bought, the movies that we took y'all to, the daggone dinners that we took y'all out to, there was a motive behind that.
There was
a motive behind that. We're going to have some sex behind this.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's
because that's what we
truth.
Knew what, but yeah, that's but what then, we knew what sex to, I mean, relationships to be.
Right. However, we have evolved into a people that understands more so now than we did before, that when you do take us out, get the movies and the dinner and Netflix and chill and whatever we do today, there is a possibility that because your motive has been met, that there you may also be met with a baby.
You may be, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be met with a baby. But the point is, like I said, now we're here. You know what I'm saying? So these are the things that kind of go into the dynamics of where the issues come in.
Yeah.
And we're really trying to just tackle trying to help understand how the problem starts.
How it starts.
How
it starts with the word. It starts
with
the death.
It starts with
lies in the power of your tongue. It starts with that phrase.
Well, is that, it actually starts before then. It actually starts before then.
Tell me what you mean.
The actual indulgement of the intercourse. I ate and left. LOL. Let me get my steak plate and leave.
Get your steak plate, baby.
See, that's the whole point. If I'm paying $60 for a steak, I'm going to get some rewards.
Let's be clear.
But that's what it is.
No. That's what it is for you. Guys.
Most guys.
Guys. Okay, most guys. For most guys. But let's be clear. Women, we need to put a higher demand, a higher value on what we have. Because ain't no steak plate.
A lot of y'all feel like y'all worth is a steak. If you're gonna do this, then at least take me out.
At least. Whenever you have to say at least, then you at the bottom of the barrel. At most. You're gonna respect me and you're gonna get to know me. Because just in the event that we do something like this, do you know how many one night stands result in a life being brought into this world?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
So
now.
In the event that does happen, I need to know, and we're not advocating sex before marriage for sure.
But that's where it starts from.
I need to know that before I even get involved with you, even thinking on that level, that I know where you come from. Because what we have to remember as women is we're carrying a legacy. Whose legacy are you carrying? When I end up with your seed, that baby is only going to have the blood of that man running through her veins. A woman is the one that carries the baby in the womb, but the man's blood rolls through that baby's body. Whose legacy? My son, for instance, my son's father was present at times, but he was not very active, and we were young, so I mean we have no qualms about that. Now my son is 29 years old. He's a thriving citizen. He has a great relationship with his father. But when you look at him and his father together, number one, he looks just like his daddy. Okay, when you look at him and his father, when they interact and they are together, they do say a lot of the same things alike. The way they talk, the words that come out their mouth have the same kind of little twang to it or whatever. And he was not around him enough to say, well, he picked that up from his daddy. No, his blood is running through my son's veins. And so therefore I was carrying his legacy.
Okay, let me, you know what I learned?
What's that?
And this is being in seminary. Mm-hmm. What we learned was, and it kind of took me up by surprise too.
Okay.
When the woman is carrying a baby, the baby is carrying the woman's blood. The baby is carrying the woman's blood. The man is the one that plants the seed, but the blood that the baby is carrying is from the woman.
No.
It's from the woman.
That's, no way.
That's what I'm telling you.
Somebody,
no,
look
I'm
that
show
up.
You. When we finish
because
it, I'm
the blood of the baby, the man's blood, that's why the blood of Jesus
was
God's
blood, about,
and
no,
the
no,
woman didn't
about,
have no blood in the game.
You're talking about when the woman was carrying the baby.
Right.
That's what we were
that's
learning.
What I,
yeah.
That's what I'm
yeah,
talking about.
I'm
going
to show it to you. I'm going to show
all right,
you.
We're going to have to get back to that.
We'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. But I'm going to show it to you. But the whole point is, now we're at the point where, because the whole issue starts from the fact that you have now had intercourse, and this is the result.
That's the result.
So we go through the feeling of how we're going to deal with that, and now the baby's here.
And we have to give each other grace. Excuse me. We have to give each other grace. When that happens, we have to give each other enough grace to know that neither one of us know exactly how we're going to feel in that moment. And there's a lot of fear happening. There's a lot of a whole bunch of stirring up of different types of emotions. You don't know what that man went through when he was a child, hearing certain things he may have heard from, you know, his father about, you know, having children. And it's certain things that we don't even understand and know before we just all of a sudden just take the first reaction and run with it. So if we learn that too, that would also help that, okay, I'm not going to trip right now. Let's get past this first initial shock and then go into possibly talking and figuring out, you know, what's going to happen next. But some men, I'm not going to front, some men, they don't want to have no responsibility in it. They're going to tell you straight up. But if you really pay attention, did you already know that this was the type of person you was dealing with, that it was somebody you was just kicking it with, and that was, shouldn't have been nothing but a fun time. And that fun time turned into a life, 18-year, well, actually, really a lifelong responsibility. So we have to get to that point, mm-hmm. too, of just being real with ourselves, knowing that this is what happened. But, okay, you said we're here. We're talking to the people who are going through situations where the father is not in the child's life. Am I right?
Well, now we're here, mm-hmm. and the baby is here.
The baby's here.
And now there's issues. Now, right. one thing I hear a lot of men say, mm-hmm. they come in the barbershop and they say this all the time. They always say, it's not that I don't want to be in my child's life. I just don't want to deal with what comes with being in my child's life. And this is why it's so important that we understand that being in a relationship, not being committed in marriage with this person, and you have a baby with this person that you've not married with, that brings on a whole level of other stuff that goes right. on.
I got you. Go ahead and finish. I'm gonna read it.
So because of that, because I was trying to look that up, Ashley, but so I could give it to y'all, so no, y'all don't think I'm running crazy.
She got it right here. That's why I said go ahead and finish.
Okay, got you. Mm-hmm. So what happens is now, because of this, we have a level of control, a level of what you ain't going to do, a level of what I'm not going to do, a level of you're going to do this. Mm-hmm. So there's a level of control.
Expectations.
And what we're doing is we're doing this in front of the kid when this is supposed to be you two are supposed to be the people that the kid is learning from, because this is the first examples. Relationship. Yeah. This is the first example that the kid is going to see from the parents,
from human life,
period.
Yeah. The first examples of how to love, how to live, how to grow, how to communicate, how to connect. All of that's going to come and supposed to come from those two individuals, which are your parents. Mm-hmm. All right. So Ashley said, no, that's not science. LOL. The male has the dominant DNA, but the woman's blood is used in the placenta. It provides nourishment, enrichment, growth, oxygen from the woman's blood only. The baby eats inside the placenta. Come on with the science lesson. All right now.
Yeah, yeah. We was going over this in class, and he was talking about, I was looking it up, and I was just about to read it, as you said, but my wife was tapping me. But thank you, Ashley, for, thank you, Ashley.
You're not supposed to tell secrets that's happening.
She was tapping me like, come on, pen. But I wanted to actually, because I didn't want to look crazy.
Because I'm really interested in this topic as far
as
like.
No, I got you.
As far as like what we, I mean, because we.
I got you.
Okay, hold on. Let me finish to the period then. We've been talking about, I mean, the whole title is, to all dads, we need you. So, like I said, I was trying to move us along because, you know, the hour goes by very fast.
I got you.
So we come to a moment where, first of all, I want to say this. God never meant for there to be broken relationships as far as a mother with the child or the father with the child and the other co-parent, absent parent. That was never a part of the original design. That's why in Proverbs, he says, drink from your own cistern. He says, don't drink from someone else's cistern. Don't spread your seed all over, because he already was trying to help us to understand that if you do that, then it's going to come with a whole bunch. I mean, life already has its own problems, and we add to. But if you really pay attention, when the family dynamic is broken down, then that's when a whole bunch of other stuff start coming into play that is negative.
Do you understand how much of a fight that men already have to go through just being men, just being a black man in America, mm-hmm. just a fight that we have to go through every day? Not even just nerve-wracking, it is discouraging to have to fight to be into a situation that you've created that you need to be in, you know what I'm saying, that you need to be there for.
You need to be there, yeah.
That you need to be there, because we got to understand this. There is not one better parent. I don't care how much you do as a mother, it's still not going to make you the better parent.
Absolutely.
I don't care how much you do as a father, it is still not going to make you the better parent.
Right.
So we're not in competition to being better parents. But what makes it better is that we're able to come together to parent together.
Yeah.
Because parent, it may sound like one word, you know, parent, but the actual people that come in to that one unit is two people.
Yeah.
So the balance of both people are needed. And it's like, it's so prevalent in our society today that there are a lot of dads that are missing because they don't. And I'm not saying that they don't want to deal with the situation, but some of them don't know how to deal with it. Some of them don't know how to deal with you controlling. Because I heard this, and I want you to answer this question, because I hear a lot of dads say, my baby mama will make decisions for my kid and then ask me to finance it.
Hmm.
So in other words, just say, for instance, you put little Johnny in football.
Right.
I put little Johnny in football, and I need $200. And the point is, you didn't even discuss with the dad that this is, you know, whether y'all should do this,
mm-hmm.
because at the end of the day, this is an agreement that you two should be able to come up with.
Hmm.
So with that being said, do you think if you put your son in something, do you think it's fair for you to now ask the dad to finance it?
Okay. You gonna let me say it? Say everything.
Yeah. I went a lot, but that because I went through that.
All right.
Like, how you gonna tell me what to do? Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. You good? Because I know you're passionate about it. See, the thing about it is this: if I need something for my son, like the things that he need, he's grown out of his shoes. I don't have money. He needs shoes. I need to call you
to supply
and
needs.
Ask you for the shoes,
yes,
and
yes.
The Pampers or the little underwear, the clothes, the things that are necessary for him to live day to day. If I don't have it, even if I do have it, and this is just my thought, even if I do have it, I still should be able to call you and say, listen, can you help me get it? Just because I have it and he's with me all the time don't mean that only time I can come and ask the father for help is if I don't have it. I don't feel
but
like
see,
that's...
That, but,
hold on, you said you was going to let me say
okay,
everything.
I got you. But
right.
I want you to get to the difference over that.
All yeah, right,
but.
I am. So the thing about it is, if I decide, okay, I'm going to put my son in football, their dues, their uniforms, They're going away, all travel, right. I cannot expect, and just reality, and I might get some pushback, and that's okay because everybody have their opinion, but I cannot truly expect him to come out of pocket for something extracurricular, even though it's necessary for kids' social needs to have little things to do, but I can't expect him to come out of pocket for extracurricular if I didn't already go to him first and say, okay, I'm thinking about putting TJ in football. What you think about it? You think we could work together to kind of come up with the funds because it costs this for this and that for that or whatever. Now, what if he says, no, I don't have the money for that? I can't get mad because, listen, I was raised up in a double parent home. My mother and my father was there. My father had the liberty to say no to his children. If we went to my daddy and said, daddy, we want to do this, can we? And he didn't have the money, he would tell us no. It didn't make him a deadbeat. It didn't make him a bad father. Actually, he's an amazing father. But what happens is when we have two different people in different households and you ask the man to fund, even if it was something the child needed and he didn't have it. Now, I'm not saying if he say no all the time, I'm not saying that guy. But if he doesn't have it and he really desires to do it and he says no, it's that should not be a conversation with the child saying, see, I told you, didn't I tell you your daddy don't care? See, I told you he a deadbeat. He don't do nothing for his child. That is so wrong on so many levels. Because a man that does not live in a household has more responsibility than a man that actually lives in a household, because now he has that to deal with and he has his own household to deal with. So, no, I believe that if I want to put him in extracurricular activities,
also,
then it's up to me
and also,
to deal with that.
And also, not just that.
Without
also,
talking to you, rather.
And also,
I mean,
as a man, because, you know, there could be a level of lessons that we could be wanting to teach our kids. So just putting them in there without, see, we may say, well, we want him to earn being put in the football. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That may be something that, you know, we see that needs to be taught into little Johnny, who may need some life lessons, or he may need some things to start learning to work toward instead of just giving it to him. You know, let him show, let me see his grades before he do, you know what I'm saying? Let me make sure he learns that he need to do chores before that. You know what I'm saying? If he's deserving of going into that, you know, sometimes that's the perspective of men. But allow that man to actually be able to have this opportunity to have these teachable moments with his kid. And he just not just giving him everything he wanted. He don't feel like he has to work for anything. Yeah, read some of them comments.
Okay, I'm trying to, okay, Sister Donella says, men that plant seeds for residency. Oh, men that plant seeds for residency. Okay, I got it. Then when things get tough, they run to the next. Is a pattern of abuse, and the kids suffer. Don't plant seeds that you are unable to water and nurse. Excuse me if I stepped on somebody's toes. I agree. If you know that you, and on the flip side, just speaking for us ladies, because it's time for us to educate ourselves too. If you are with a guy and you know that this guy can't afford to handle those things, understand that it's a possibility it could happen. If he can't take care of himself good and do nice things and stuff and have a relationship with you where he ain't always talking about he ain't got it, or I wish I could, or y'all having little picnics because he can't afford to take you out, then you might not be wanting to do all of that, because if that happens, then you're going to turn him into a bad guy in front of his kids, but he could never afford it in the first place. But I do agree.
This platform is to never step on nobody's toes.
Right.
Tell your truth.
Not just your truth. You tell the truth.
Yeah. We speak the truth here.
So she says, don't plant. So when she said men plant seeds for residency, I get it. I was fumbling over that for a minute, but yeah, I get it. Don't plant seeds if that you can't water and nourish. And women, don't open up your garden for those seeds to be planted if you know that that's not a possibility, not even for you or for, because children are expensive. Okay, so Ashley Jones says, because she's the primary caregiver, so she feels she's entitled to make those decisions. And when fathers limit their relationships with the children because of a situation with the mother, they limit their say so in the child's life. Okay, let me read that again. She said,
I got you. I want to address
that. And when fathers limit their relationships with their children because of a situation with the mother, they limit their say-so in the child's life. If the only time you show up is to provide, then the mother will only call you to provide. She's not asking for your opinion, basically. Not saying that's right, but that's a perspective. So
I got you. But see, that becomes a problem.
Okay.
Because you got to understand this too. Most women are very judgmental on what a father may feel he need to do when it comes to with his son. So there may be some things that he may be a little held back on doing because of the type of mother. And some of you mothers are very, how can I say it? Y'all are very forceful, or very, you know, like you can actually make a man feel. You have the power to make a man feel whether he's inferior or inferior. You know what I'm saying? In that situation. So if you make this man don't, because I promise you, I have no problem with saying what I gotta say. But I got a son's mother. God bless her. Not a son's mother. I have a daughter's mother, mm-hmm. that really believes that my only dealing with my daughter is what I do for her financially. And she know I'm a good dad because I have other kids that I'm a great dad to. Mm-hmm. But because whatever issue she has, she really believes that the father, his only job is to provide.
And the thing about it is, let me check y'all on this. Who's to say that that's not what she was raised to understand it to be?
But what you're doing is, because here's the thing, And whether we want to deal with or understand this or not, when you have, because everything has to be balanced out. Mm-hmm. When it's like the weight machine. So if you got too much on this side of the levels, then there's an imbalance.
There is an imbalance.
If the child is getting way more, if the nurturing is laying all of this is, and the discipline and everything else that needs to be done is very high, only because there's more weight in the discipline, then there's going to be a lot of things that the child is missing because there's no balance.
Right. And I'm going to go back to this. That's why it's important for us to make sure, number one, let's do it the right way. Let's start there. Let's do it the right way, because the family dynamic is very important. The family dynamic was for that child to be raised up in a household with two healthy people teaching and nurturing and training them, so that when they do leave and go out into the world, they'll be able to explore and they'll be able to do things that they need to do to instill. And as far as Christ is concerned, to be an example of having little people to represent God all over the world. Okay.
That's like this.
But hold on. Okay. So when we break that dynamic, now what we have done is we've caused there to be anger, resentment, shame, and all of these other things that come in. If y'all notice what that is, that's not God. That's in the whole mission statement of the devil, the enemy. That's what he does. That's his desire. So what happens is you take the father out of the home. Now these children don't have the protector there. Now, mind you, some fathers today are the ones that have violated in the homes. God, you know, we pray for those families. But the father is taken out of the home. Therefore, the protection and the provision is gone. And when that happens, then that leaves room for all this other stuff to happen and come into the household. And the children are left to the devices of the mother only. And that's hard.
Now here's a situation. Now we're going to be transparent here. Let's be transparent. Let's go here.
Let's go.
Now, when we were dating mm-hmm. and her son, now mind you, he's my kid. He's my son, mm-hmm. but he's not my biological son. Mm-hmm. So there was a situation where I came into a situation where he had a father, but I was the one that was in the household. So when I would see certain things as a man because I know she was very protective over her son. So it was like, and only because she really didn't trust men coming into his life and trying to go against what she was teaching him. Mm-hmm. So what she would do when I would try to say, hey, look, you know, he need to do this, or he need to learn how to do this because he's becoming a young man. So you don't want him to do. And she was like, well, we ain't been doing it like that this whole time. So why you coming in here trying to change so the point is, what I'm saying is,
that ain't what happened.
The point was, there was a little resistance.
There was resistance.
There was a little resistance in the outside father or the male figure coming in trying to help her raise, I couldn't raise him. But the point was, there were some things that I knew that was lacking because
understood
as a man.
As a man, true.
As a man.
True.
So do you feel it is
wait, I want to get to my question.
Okay.
Let me answer that. That's not what happened, sir.
That's right, Sister Donnella.
Because although you did come in with certain things that was lacking, as far as like he wouldn't out the trash, and I didn't make him take out, I asked him to, I would fuss. But just like any other mother with a high school son, if he didn't take out the trash, I'd just be like, you know what? I'll take it out and I'll fuss. That was me. But for him, it was like, you need to make him take the trash out. He need to do this. And it was certain things. And he was right, coming in, bringing some kind of male figure into the thing. But it was how he did it. It wasn't that he did it, because I was receptive to people that, especially if I'm dating you, that means I trust my decision enough to know that this is somebody that can speak into my son's life. But it was how he did it. He wanted it done now. He was a dictator about it. It was bringing a wedge between me and my son's relationship, because he was like, he in the 12th grade, and he's saying, Mom, I mean, where's all this coming from? Because me and you, you never act like this towards me, because I was under pressure and I was in the middle. He wanted it done one way. I'm trying to tell it to TJ. Things that didn't even bother me was bothering him. So please, sir, That is what it was. It wasn't that I didn't want you to talk
Donella
to him.
And Ashley said,
hold on. It wasn't that I didn't want you to talk to him. It was that it was how it was being brought to the table.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I didn't mind eating. Just don't force me at the table. Okay. Ashley says, there probably was resistance because you weren't in the right position as a man. You know what? As a man to her. You're right. Because we were dating. And we was playing house. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you came in and you were demanding things to be done like a man should. And for me, that was like, hold up, slow your roll, you know? Okay, you can go and talk to him. But he didn't want to talk to my son directly. He would always say, you need to go and tell him. And it's like, no, because that doesn't bother me. But if it bothers you, you talk to him. And that's where
Reset to Donella's comment.
I didn't see hers. Oh. Okay, I do see hers. So spending time with your child is so much more important than the money.
That's right.
Let me read that again because I agree. Spending time with your child is so much more important than the money. Some men just don't have the money. Yes, the money is important, but the time is priceless. That is so true.
It is so priceless.
That is so true.
Because, I mean, there's certain things that you can gain from each other because relationship is so much more important. Mm-hmm. You don't want to make our relationship about money. And that's what that's what happens a lot of times. And this is why some men are absent because, first of all, that's so key what Ashley said. She said because, first of all, you're not even in the right place in her life. You wasn't in the
right position.
You're not in the right position to even be having this situation, whether that's your kid or not, whether that's your biological kid or whether that's the kid you taking on because you're part of the relationship, you must be in your rightful position. But the point is, if that happens, as a woman, do you allow this man to have that influence over your daughter or son?
Hopefully it's somebody that you chose that's good and that can impart into your child and not a knucklehead. But like even for our situation, you were in a position, and we've discussed this before, where you were going through a whole lot of stuff already and you were angry about a whole lot of stuff. So you may not have even realized the way you were bringing the information and the things that you wanted to see done. So, you know, that may have been a part of it. And that's why it's important too. You need to know what kind of mentality or mindset this person is in before you decide to bring them into your children's life.
I got a disclaimer.
If it's somebody that you know will be that guy that can help cultivate and help you with your son in a positive way, healthy, then yeah. You know, coaches do it. Pastors do it. People, men, mentors do it. So be a mentor.
But here's the thing, too. And I agree with that, but what you said about being in position. But sometimes, let's be honest here. I had the privilege. I have two older daughters in New York.
Beautiful ladies.
Beautiful. I love them. I love them with all my heart. And I had the opportunity.
Shout out to y'all, Cherie and Jazz.
I had the opportunity when I was in New York last week to actually talk with them. Mm-hmm. And in talking with them, we were able to kind of like really hash out some things that I didn't really know that was caused, you know, in their life.
Isn't that amazing?
And what they were telling me was a lot of things that they saw.
Yeah.
You know, it actually caused them to shape the relationships that they are in. So I had the honor and the privilege to apologize for, you know, some of the things that I may have not realized that I've done, you know what I'm saying? But again, we don't know even from the very absence of the father, how important that is to your kids.
Right.
I even want women to understand that it is so important. It is so important, you know what I'm saying, that we really push, like Sister Donella said, the time spent.
Yeah.
Because that is priceless, but you don't know the effect that it has on the kids.
Yeah.
Even just the absence, you know what I'm saying? And it could be absence because you guys can't get along, but for whatever reason, that absence plays an effect
It does affect them.
It affects them. And they share with me, like, man, some of the things that I seen and some of the things that I didn't see, it really bothered me. You know, it hurt me the fact that, and even some of the stuff that wasn't your fault, it still bothered me. It was like, I could, and the crazy part is like, they're drug in the middle of it and they can't have, they don't have a say so in it. Mm-hmm. They can't even tell you how they feel.
Right.
They can't even tell you what they're going through because they can't even explain it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But all they know is how they're feeling. Like, man, I have to deal with what you're actually taking me through.
And then they learn coping mechanisms that cause them to have that little girl for the rest of their life running a lot of situations in their life when it comes to relationships, because that's how they learn to cope. And wow. It's so amazing how when you said that, when you let me know about how the whole conversation went, it was forgiveness.
Yes.
And it was coming to that point of saying, you know what, I'm sorry that I wasn't there for you in the way I needed to be. Or I'm sorry that those things happened to you. You even said at one point, I'm sorry that I was selfish. And I thought that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people don't realize how selfish they truly
That's
are
right.
through the pain that they're going through because of what's happening to them in the relationship.
That's right.
And it's a lot of women. And I want to say this with all humility.
Ashley.
It's a lot of women who need to reevaluate. It's not too late to rethink allowing that father to be a part of that child's life. I'm talking about the ones that the father want to be there, but it's so much pain in the middle of both of the situation. They have drawn a wedge between them. Because I remember seeing that video about this guy. He was an older guy. He was probably around 30-something, 40 years old. And he met his father for the first time. And he had his child in his arm. And when I tell you, when he met his father for the first time, that grown man wailed and cried like a little bitty boy when he hugged his father. And it was, I have to admit, I cried when I saw it too. Because we don't know how important it is for that father in that child's life. That child don't care if you think my daddy is a deadbeat. That child doesn't care if you and my daddy can't get along. That child just want to know their daddy.
Where's my dad?
These fathers are needed. It's not something that we want as children. It's something we need because that father brings a dynamic.
Ashley says something.
That father brings a dynamic that no other human being can bring. Ashley says that it was hard for her, and still is sometimes, to allow her husband full control over her son that came before him, because her and Noah had a different relationship before he came along. And she says, we have a blended family, but it takes work and time to respect each other's relationship forms with the kids. And that's right. There are different relationship forms. People don't even understand. Like, how do you deal with children as an adult?
But that is really all a part of the relationship, because mm-hmm. again, it doesn't diminish your relationship personally with mm-hmm. your kid. Is just that the qualities that come from the man are needed, especially for the young man.
Man.
The qualities that come with this man is needed to impart in this young man. And it has, mm-hmm. and it will not come between the relationship, but what it will do is it will draw a wedge in what he is trying to impart, because you will take your relationship over here mm-hmm. and he'll think, well, anything that comes through him has to come through you, and it's not supposed to be that way, because what you do is now you teach him a level of respect for all men.
And
it ain't just
connect. You teach them that the bond that they're supposed to have with men is distorted.
Exactly.
And one more thing. There is an important need for fathers to be there, because it's something about when that father says something to his child that make that child inside feel, the voice that's inside for that father is filled. I remember when my father first told me, I'm grown, and he told me how he felt about me. And he told me, and it was something great. And I looked at him and I'm like, I was listening to him and I was like, Dad, you feel like that about me? And he was like, yeah. And it did something on the inside of me. It like unlocked a door with value behind it on the inside of me. And after that, it was just certain things I was not going to allow a guy to do. And there's, that father brings a dynamic to that child's life that that child will be looking for the rest of their life if you keep it away.
I got a nephew. His mom, don't do that. Don't do that. Stop it. Oh, come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come. As soon as I looked at him, stop it. There's a whole lot, and I said it one time. Mama done said it 16 times, all night long. Said it 16,000 times that he wouldn't listen at all.
Would not listen at all. Something about the authority.
It is something about the authority of that father. Mm-hmm. No matter how bad of a man you think he is, I don't care what you think, he still has the DNA of that authoritative figure for the child.
Children cry out for discipline. And a lot of times mothers don't want to give it because, you know, we are created to be nurturers. And yes, we do discipline. But that father is the disciplinarian. That father is the trainer and the teacher.
Y'all are nurturers by nature.
Baby, when you don't have both, you are raised up with an unjust weight. You are lopsided. Your whole balance is off for the rest of your life. If you have the opportunity to make it right with your son or your daughter's father, make it right.
And it's not even the fact that it's not, I mean, here's the thing.
Bring them back.
Here's the thing though. Again, sometimes it's what's inside. I'm going somewhere else here. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we can really either push somebody away from where they need to go or bring them to where they need. So if you really understand that there is a deficiency, if you notice that there's a deficiency, that means God has given you the eyesight for it.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean you push him away. Uh-huh. That means bring him to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If that means helping, like, okay, look, let's all spend time together. Well, let's do this because, again, we understand the level of importance.
Unless you're in another relationship, and I don't think the guy or the female.
Yeah, even if you're in a level of relationship,
all of us going to go out to eat then.
that ain't no problem.
But listen, let me say this. This is what I was going to say. This was very, very, very important. When we were talking about this earlier, you brought to me one thing that I thought was so awesome. Okay. So we all know the story of Jesus Christ. If you've seen the Passion of the Christ, that's perfect. He was beaten. He was whipped. He was bruised. They said he was stripped naked. He was humiliated. He had thorns on his head, blood coming down his face. He was beat to the point of not even being recognized. Then he had to have a cross, an old rugged cross with big old splinters, mm-hmm. all in the bleed of his.
Nailed him to the cross.
He had to carry it, and probably we got splinters all in the cuts and the big openings in the blood. Ugh, it was a lot. It was a lot. And he never said a mumbling word. He didn't say nothing.
Until.
The only time he cried out. Now, this is how important it is for men, for fathers to be in your child's life. The only time he cried out was when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? It hurt him more to feel the separation of him and his father than it did from being beat, bruised, thorned, mm-hmm. humiliated, laughed at, ridiculed, all of that, all night long. They whipped him all night long.
He had to turn his back on his son that he was with for so long.
Connected
with so long, and he had to turn his back, and that was the very thing.
God could not look at sin and do nothing. So he needed that moment to happen. When God turned away from Jesus because all the sin of the world was basically drawn to him and he became sin, when his father looked away, it hurt him so bad to be separated from his father. That should tell us something. That's how important it is for these children to have relationships with their father. It hurts them way more than if you were to beat them to sleep, which I would not recommend.
I recommend it. Mm-mm. Beat. No. Don't say that because I don't want to go to Facebook. Don't play like that. Don't even do that.
Train up a child. Spare the rod, spoil the child, whatever that means to you. Do it the way God said. However,
I promise you, I did not mean that.
It hurts them more. And we don't even realize what we're doing to them when we separate them from their daddies. And I have to admit, I took my son from one city that his father was living in and took him to a whole nother city because I was tired of my son being disappointed waiting for his father to come and he don't come. And plus, I already had plans to move away, but I separated my son from his father. And although I'd never raised him to be disrespectful to his father, I raised him to love him anyway. I still know that it hurt him for his mother to separate him from his father. Even if they never say it because they don't know what they're feeling, something inside, it's like a rip away. And that's what hurts most. So if we have the opportunity, reunite our sons with their fathers.
And
who
our daughters.
Knows? They
and
may
our daughters.
They may have a lot of flaws.
Don't leave
reunite
the daughters,
the daughters with their fathers. They may have flaws. Yes, they may not be rich and have all the money that it takes to raise and take care of a child. But what if that person is the best father in the world and they was never given an opportunity and that child grow up with scars that only God can heal because they were separated from their father? That's something to think about.
Where y'all at, dads?
We need you.
We need y'all.
Step up.
We need y'all.
Mothers, open the doors for these fathers.
This generation is so
hurting.
Entitled.
Hurting.
Hurting.
Angry.
Upset.
We've never seen anything like
I've never seen so many emotionalized kids
ever
in my life.
Ever.
In my life. And we come across them every day.
Every day.
They're quiet. Their heads stay down.
No self-esteem,
man. I mean, it's
look
because
for social media for likes to give them validation.
Yes. And what
we need to do better.
And we push these kids into the arms of things that's going to cover them and love them.
Predators.
Yes. And those things and the things that we push
on social
them to
media.
Are those things, the things that are the very things that are not good for them.
Not good.
It's very not good. So listen, y'all.
To all dads.
Yes, to all dads. We need you. We need you. Listen, y'all. Next week, y'all, we'll be in Portland, Oregon.
April the 29th.
Please.
Doors open at 6:00.
Doors open at 6:00. I'm excited, man.
I'm excited too.
I'm excited, man.
If you're in the Portland, Oregon area, get the flyer is on our website. I mean, on our Facebook page. Take the flyer and distribute it for those who want the last-minute tickets.
And
we're honestly
believing God for miracles to take place this night, man.
Miracles, signs, and wonders.
We're believing God that we're going to come together as Christians and have a good time. We're going to have a great time, and we're going to have a great time.
That's it.
I'm looking forward, and I'm believing God that he's going to supply everything that we need for that night. And that everything is going to come together for us to really be effective by leading people to God through the platform that God has allowed us to have.
Get ready for your healing.
Get ready, man. Get ready.
And get ready for answers to how you can find your lasting true love.
Yes.
Shift Real Talk, Shift Love Ball, Portland, Oregon.
And it's for singles and couples.
Singles. Come on now. This is
couples.
For people
yes.
who have ever wanted a relationship, who are in a relationship, who are about to leave a relationship. This is for everybody to come and just enjoy themselves and learn about what it is that God say we need to do in these relationships to make them healthy and last long.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing it in Atlanta later on this year. So Ashley, you get ready, man. We're going to be putting it together. So we thank y'all. Listen, it's great to be back. Man, y'all just keep my family in y'all prayers, please. Yes. This was the last uncle. All my mother, my aunt, all on my mother's side, man, they all went home. So just keep my family in your prayers that we can just kind of keep the glue together. And we're actually doing a good job with it. We're planning some stuff with family. This is the whole purpose for this episode too, man, just to realize how important family is. And I'm gonna say this and we gotta go. It is so important that even everything that God created, all the nations, all of Israel that was created, it was created from family.
Family.
It was created from family. That's how important family is.
It's important.
It is so important. Family is important. the balance of family. Hey, Melanie Jackson. I saw Marissa on here earlier.
Yes, Marissa is on the line. Marissa, we love you. Hello, hello. Okay, our time is far spent. It is time for us to now leave you.
Cash App is $ shift movement. Please be a blessing to the ministry. Blessing.
Listen, share.
Sacred Stone Studios.
Like, subscribe. That's all we ask. So that someone else that you know that needs this information can receive it. So may the Lord.
Watch between. May the Lord. Oh, you want me to pray? She just said, may the Lord and stop.
You know the cue. Come on.
May the Lord and then stop. I was like, okay, we're doing this together. Lord, we thank you, God. We bless your name. We thank you for this time of sharing. We thank you for this platform, God. We just blessing you, God, for what you're doing for Shift. And God, we're believing that Shift will be a blessing to the nations, God. Everybody that was on the line, everybody that participated, God, bless each and every household that was represented on tonight, God. We thank you, God, because we know, God, that the Heavenly Father will always be with us, because you said you will be with us even till the end of the earth. And now unto him who was able to keep us from falling and to present us holy and acceptable before your glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Until next Tuesday, y'all. Tuesday, 9, 8 Central Standard Time for another hot topic. I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And we out.
Peace. Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.